Well, it's probably not what you want to hear on a sunny bank holiday Monday, but a new study out today indicates that deadly heart attacks are more common on Mondays across the island of Ireland. The research was conducted by doctors at the Belfast Health and Social Care Trust and the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland. They analysed data of over 10,500 patients across Ireland who were admitted to hospital with the most serious type of heart attack known as a STEMI. Cardiologist Dr. Jack Laffin, based in Cork University Hospital, was involved with the research. I spoke to him earlier and started by asking him to explain what a STEMI is.
A STEMI is a serious type of heart attack. It's when a coronary artery blocks off acutely and causes a significant heart attack. It can give sort of typical changes on an ECG, and it's typically an emergency that is brought directly to the hospital and normally identified in an ambulance pre-hospital.
Now, according to this study, deadly heart attacks are more common on Mondays. Why is this?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, this is really a sub-analysis of a bigger project looking at survival following these serious heart attacks in Ireland. The higher rate on Mondays has been described before, and actually the same phenomenon has been found with strokes. Other studies have found a higher rate of heart attacks in the days following the clocks going forward in the springtime. The exact cause isn't clear, but we presume it's to do with the body's circadian rhythm, which is our natural sort of sleep-wake cycle. We know that the most likely time of the day to have a cardiovascular event is in the early hours of the morning, sort of 6 to 10 a.m. time. This is when cortisol and other hormones in our blood rise as we wake up. And these hormones also rise when we're under stress. And the general hypothesis is that the finding is related to alterations in hormone levels to do with the circadian rhythm.
So it's something to do with the sleep-wake cycle. You mentioned stress as well, but has it something to do with returning to work after a couple of days off?
Well, I guess so. Like, you know, this we found, 13% higher rate of these heart attacks in Ireland versus other days of the week. Looking at other previous international studies and pooled analyses of many studies, they found the rate up to 19% higher on a Monday than other days of the week. So, I mean, the phenomenon is real. The exact cause for it is not clear. Presumably, some of it is to do with stress related to returning to work.
Now, this is a wide study because the data of over 10,500 patients across the island of Ireland was looked at for the study. But do we know from the research how many people get a STEMI each year across the island of Ireland?
So in total, we have about across the island of Ireland, we have about between 1,500 and 2,000 of these events a year. Now, thankfully, they are less. This serious type of heart attack is relatively less common than less serious type of heart attacks. These serious ones make up 20 to 25% of cases. So, each specialist centre in the Republic of Ireland is averaging about 8 to 10 of these a week, roughly. So, you need to do a sort of a pooled data analysis to tease out the Monday effect.
And can the system cope with this amount of admissions?
Well, that's a different question. We're always under pressure, you know, but you wouldn't necessarily notice it on a day-to-day basis. You may go a Monday without having any cases, and then you might have a few the next Monday. You know what I mean? It's relatively random. You need to do a bigger analysis over a longer period of time to see the trends.
What else stands out in this research?
Looking at the rates as they come across the week in this issue, we found no higher rate of death for those people who were having events on a Monday versus any other day of the week. So the survival, you obviously are more likely to die with a heart attack on a Monday because you're more likely to have one on a Monday, but those events on a Monday don't seem to be any more serious than any other day of the week.
Well, not very uplifting on a sunny bank holiday Monday, but finally, for people listening to this, is there a remedy? Is there something that we can do to reduce the probability or the chance of a STEMI from happening to us?
Yeah, well, I mean, I suppose it's important to remember that heart disease is, you know, undoubtedly the biggest killer in the Western world. And it is, to some degree, largely preventable. I suppose the advice you would give would be the same as you'd give to anybody, that people should try to eat a healthy, balanced diet, exercise to a reasonable level a few times a week and not smoke. And then other than that, they should probably be aware of their blood pressure, cholesterol and diabetic status. And these tests can be arranged by their GP.
Cardiologist Dr. Jack Laffin there. It's 8:22.